At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What happens when a globalist president who lectures the world about democracy can't even keep his own government together for 9 months? Well, we just got our answer in the nation of France and the absolutely spectacular fall of their feckless president, Emmanuel Macron. Stick with me to the very end of this video because we're going to see that Macron's demise has been in the works for months now, all as his nation has been quietly imploding, with even French hospitals preparing for an inevitable civil war. What happened today isn't just another government shuffle. It's the beginning of the end for European globalism as we know it. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen all over the world. So if you want a daily front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. The government of France has officially collapsed. Today, September 8th, Prime Minister François Bayrou became the second French prime minister to be ousted in less than 12 months. The vote wasn't even close. 364 to 194. That is a political massacre. But here's the part that'll blow your mind. Bayrou ironically called this confidence vote himself. He thought he could pressure Parliament into supporting his austerity measures of 44 billion euros in spending cuts, eliminating two public holidays, freezing government spending. Basically, France is in a debt crisis, as is pretty much all of Europe at this point. And Macron has simply never been able to bring the debt under control. So this handpicked prime minister, Bayrou, was trying to force the French Assembly's hand into voting for this. Bayrou's strategy was based on the belief that when faced with the stark choice between the government's survival and France's fiscal collapse, pragmatic lawmakers would choose stability over politics. So he had hoped to pressure Parliament into accepting painful but necessary reforms by framing the vote as a choice between fiscal responsibility and a collapsed government. And in one of the most dramatic political acts imaginable, virtually the whole of the parliament united to destroy this guy. And we're both the far left, the wacky, wokey French left, they joined forces with the National Rally, the MAGA party there, the French First Party there, or France First Party. They all united, came together for one purpose, and it was to get rid of another Macron puppet. And so in this decisive vote, the French National Assembly overwhelmingly rejected Bayrou in the confidence motion. And now France is without a functioning government. They have to have a seated prime minister to do anything. And Macron does not have a lot of choices here. He can try to find a fifth prime minister in just 2 years, right? They either get rejected outright or they get rejected within months. And no matter who he picks, the makeup right now as we speak, the partisan makeup of the French parliament isn't going to change. And the irony is that Macron only has himself to blame for that current partisan makeup. Remember, when they had their national elections last summer, okay, a year ago, the France First Party National Rally was supposed to win in a blowout. All the polls showed that National Rally was in the lead among all the various parties running. But then Macron got 200 of his assemblymen from his party to back out and endorse the candidate from the far left New Popular Front. And he's got, this is just a coalition of far left Marxist socialists, basically. But Macron recognized that his candidates from his party were only stealing votes from those far left candidates. And then that divide and conquer ended up empowering National Rally. So Macron sabotaged National Rally. They still did amazing. They got their best results ever last summer. They stormed Parliament for sure, but they fell short, far short of where they should have come in. And they certainly didn't come in first. New Popular Front came in first, slightly, because they basically got combined with Macron's party when all said and done. But they didn't get a majority either. So you got a hung Parliament. You got a dysfunctional Parliament. There was no outright majority. Again, there should have been. All the polls showed that National Rally would be the majority party in Parliament. But because of Macron's sabotage, now he's stuck with a dysfunctional Parliament that can't pass anything and isn't satisfied with any prime minister that Macron nominates, because both National Rally and the New Popular Front hate Macron. That was the devil's bargain last summer that Macron took up. Both the far left and the populist right hated his guts. But because he's a globalist, who did he go with? Of course, he went with the far left. Globalists are leftists.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just... fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And so now he's just reaping the hostility that he himself sowed last summer. So now there are calls for him to dissolve Parliament, which he can do. He did that last summer. And hold new elections and wait until you see the polls. If you thought National Rally was popular last year, you ain't seen nothing yet. If not now, when? If you've been waiting for the right time to rise up, it's here. It's now. And it won't last long. My America Awakened Masterclass is open for registrations, and for a limited time, early bird pricing slashes the $300 ticket down to just $75. I mean, this is your moment to step up, learn how to lead in the Patriot economy, and protect what matters most, faith, family, and freedom. And for just $50 more, you can upgrade to VIP, and you'll get a signed special edition of my America Awakened book, exclusive Turley Talk swag, a bundle of my best-selling books, and a private live virtual meet and greet with me and other courageous patriots. Spots are filling fast. Once we hit capacity, we go live. Go to turley.pub/awakened today or scan the QR code and claim your seat before the doors close. Let's do this, gang. So here's where the numbers become absolutely devastating for Macron and the establishment. Marine Le Pen's National Rally isn't just gaining ground. They are dominating French politics like never before. The latest polling data is a complete nightmare for Macron and the globalist elite. According to the latest ELAB poll, National Rally now commands a staggering 32% support, their highest level ever recorded. Now, again, in a multi-party parliament system, 30% is awesome. That's what you're looking for. That's like, that's the golden goose. That's the golden number. If you can surpass 30%, you're one of the major parties. And then to put that in perspective, that's nearly double Macron's ensemble party, which has collapsed to just 14%. The far leftists, they've dropped to 23%. So Marine Le Pen and National Rally have nearly 10 points on these socialist far leftists. So in a multi-party system, one out of every three French voters are voting National Rally. It's amazing. Again, it's very similar to what we're seeing with the Brothers of Italy, very similar to what we're seeing with Reform UK, very similar to what we're seeing with the Dutch Freedom Party and Geert Wilders. And it gets even better. A comprehensive 538 analysis of French polling last month shows that National Rally has achieved 35% support with a massive 6-point gain, while the left-wing coalition has crashed by 7 points to just 21%. And Macron's party has dropped 3 points to just 18%. This is part of the 538 analysis. So at this trajectory, political analysts are warning that only a desperate, you know, left globalist grand coalition could prevent the National Rally from taking power. But we're learning precisely what happens when they do that. The French parliament implodes. The personal popularity numbers tell an even more remarkable story. Both Marine Le Pen and Jordan Bardella, who's effectively, he's very young and he's positioned himself as the party's 2027 presidential candidate after the French government basically started weaponizing the legal system against Le Pen in a manner comparable to what they were doing to Trump here in the States. But they each enjoy 36 to 40% favorable ratings from French voters, which far exceeds the low teens that Macron finds himself in. Again, in multi-party systems, getting anything 30% and above is considered very, very good. Macron's approval is cratered. It's now at 15%. That was a 6-point drop. It represented a 6-point drop in July alone. When almost 9 in 10 of your own citizens have lost faith in you, that's not a rough patch. that's a political death spiral. So needless to say, the calls for Macron's resignation are growing by the hour. But many are pointing out that the polarization in France is so pronounced right now, the nation is so divided that there really is no political solution in all of this. You have the globalists and in both their center-left and center-right outworking. You got the growing far-left, and you've got the France First National Rally. And things are so bitter right now that there are reports that regional health authorities are instructing hospitals to prepare for a major military engagement by March of 2026. Now, since there are no specifics as to what they're talking about, which major military engagement they're referring to. Some, of course, are surmising that this is about France getting involved in Ukraine and taking on Russia. But others are speculating this may indeed involve nothing less than a full-fledged civil war getting fought in the streets of Paris and other French cities throughout the country. I mean, we'll have to see. But there is no question France's government has collapsed. Macron is indeed on the brink. What happens next may decide the fate of Europe for the next generation.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.